Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
It's the Morning Zoo Radio Show. We're here to, like, fucking do stuff on the radio. I don't care anymore. I'm dying inside, and I'm on the radio, and I'm still pretending to be in a frat. I'm 35 years old, and it's like, hey, bro, let's do this. We're gonna prank call people. It's gonna be great.
Okay. And I'm glad that market doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're off our game because Jared was supposed to be here today.
But decided to ditch us once again for family obligations.
We're gonna...
No, it's for bro obligations.
No, wait, no.
It's still family.
It involves his brother, though, right? Bros are part of your family.
Bros
are family. As I'm sure my very misguided Shock Shock Radio character would tell you.
Sure.
Bros are family, man.
They are the most important thing in your life, and nothing can go by the wayside when confronted with hanging out with your bros. That's a very important facet to keep in your everyday life. If you're listening to us on KOUG, you can't hear all these bad words that we're saying, such as fuck, shit, asshole, titty face. You can't say that.
What?
That's really... you can't say that either?
I don't think
so. Okay, but all those things, you can't hear them. So go to tgifradio.com to get all of our MP3s. So we're already understandably underwhelmed, I imagine. We need to...
The trick is just set your expectations low.
Yeah.
It's true. And then everything will seem amazing.
Yes.
So congratulations. This should be the most spectacular show of all time. Congratulations, world.
Yeah, and Ben decided to be off in a magical land, so he couldn't be here either, which sucks because I had his birthday gift. And
do you want to tell us what it is?
It's a ceramic stein.
Oh right, yeah, you told me about that off air.
In bright red big letters on it says "Fuck the Huskies."
That's freaking
and like the
fantastic.
WSU red.
That's
so
great.
I just really wish he would tell us where he is. Because
he's probably with some prostitutes and he just doesn't want to talk about it.
Well,
or either he doesn't know where he is.
Oh.
Knowing Ben, I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, he might have ended up in like Lincoln City and like he's just like in a carnival in a park.
Or he just randomly woke up in like some sort of place like Vader or something like that. He just randomly wakes up.
Toledo, guys. What's up?
Just woke up in some random tiny ass little town in the middle of nowhere.
Isn't Vader next to Boring? Or are those
no,
different
Vader's
states?
In Washington.
Vader's about 80 miles north.
Yeah.
It's right up to about where those really awesome pies are.
Yeah,
I think.
Almost.
Yeah. Have you ever been in Vader? Do they?
Yes,
make...
I actually have stopped there.
My mom married a couple there.
There's like almost nothing there.
Oh.
There's like one little burger place / gas station.
Yeah.
Which, if that isn't a stereotype in and of itself.
There's a bunch of like pre-World War II houses there.
Yeah. There's a lot of old houses. There's really nothing new there.
Yeah.
I think the newest buildings there are about 40 years old.
Jeez.
Which would be put in mid-80s, but.
But yeah, my mom married two people there.
And did what to them?
They got married. She was their like
efficient.
Oh, she wed them.
Yeah, there we go.
She was the official.
There we go.
Got
efficient,
it.
Is what the term is.
I'm off my game too. I'm sorry. I was sick all week.
No excuse.
It's not really an excuse.
Well, I did still do the show, didn't I? I've done the show.
Did
when
the show
I
past tense?
What?
Are you from the future?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that.
Oh yeah, and apparently,
why would I tell you?
And apparently, I'm a time traveler too. Apparently, because I got paid for 27.78 hours on Sunday.
Weird.
Yeah, I got
okay.
I got
so, and you normally work how many?
Well, I can't work almost 28 hours in one day, Renee. It's kind
oh,
of
oh,
it's
oh,
kind of against
day.
The law
Sorry.
Of time.
I missed the day section of that.
Yeah, I did too.
No, I got paid for basically.
And you kept that shit, right?
Oh yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Good.
Which I'm starting to wonder if actually they're starting to feed me my back pay.
Oh, they might be.
Because they fed me 21 hours of what it was written on the pay stub as Sunday overtime.
Hmm.
So 21 hours at like 26 something an hour.
Is that the right way for them to be doing that, though?
Well, it's better than just cutting me a check all at once for a year's worth of back pay.
I think that's great.
I think
love that too.
You could just fucking leave if you need to.
Yeah, they should just.
I would take that, put a down payment on a house.
Yeah.
And go from there.
They should just give you a briefcase full of money that you can hit people
bills.
With as you leave the store. Oh yeah, make sure those bills are very non-sequential. What is it about the bills being in order? Because
then they can track them.
Yeah,
and,
it's easier to track the bundle of money because obviously they're printed in sequential order.
Yeah, so you have.
So if you get like a giant stack of them, that means it came directly from the Treasury Department, which traces it back to the government.
Okay, so.
And it's easier for it to trace when the shipment was made, when it went wrong, where it was shipped to, what banks it was shipped to.
Yeah.
So if you have just a giant stack of sequential bills, that means it came directly from the bank, they got it directly from the Treasury, which so they can trace back exactly where it came from.
This is why you should always, when you're dealing with vast sums of money, before you take it anywhere, you dump it out all out on the floor and you roll in it. That will cover up.
That's just
your
obvious. Well, if you have enough money, you just. Throw a sleeping bag on top of it and make it into a mattress.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be all right, too. But you're not mixing up the bills, though, is my point. You need to make those...
You could still have enough money to make a mattress out of loose bills.
I'm going to burp directly into this microphone. Hello!
You make a mattress directly out of
Yeah, but you're not
bills.
Mixing up the out of loose bills, I guess, yeah. I don't know. Then
just get somebody
sleeping.
Who's really good at weaving small strings together and make a hammock out of money.
That sounds great.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You know you can buy shredded money from the U.S. Mint?
Yeah.
That seems very pointless.
But at the same time, it's also a brilliant investment on their part because they're getting something for nothing.
But that also makes me wish I could just buy misprinted coins from them. But no, apparently
because
there's a premium on that.
Well, that and also because then also you could try and pass those off to people who are less suspecting.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, because we get people that try and use, or not try, well, actually, we'll sometimes do because the computer or the machines don't realize it or nobody pays attention at the time.
Yeah.
We'll get, you know, Canadian dimes or a loonie or a toonie instead of a quarter.
Yeah.
Not so much the toonies because it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's
with those ones.
A toonie has a two-headed moose on it, doesn't it?
No, but it's like silver with a gold center, so it's pretty easy to distinguish.
Gotcha.
Or we'll get, like, one time I found, like, a...
The loony, okay, the loony
found,
is
like,
one moose, and the toonie is a two-headed moose.
No.
Don't
no,
act
not.
Like
there's
loony.
No moose.
You're looking
there's
at
no, there's
like...
no mooses anywhere.
There's no moose on...
What
the
planet
loony,
are you from?
There are
the
mooses.
The loony is a fucking
there
loon.
Are
it's
yes,
a bird. That's why
the
it's
dollar
called
coin
a
is, has a loon on it. That's why it's called the loony.
I am sick. Give me a... break from comedy
in
for like a day.
This is your show. It's expected to be comedy. You
Come
get
on.
No excuses from your own show.
I'm working on this. All right, just let me. I'll get in the zone. It's gonna be. All right. Just warning. This show, terrible.
Fuck
not,
yeah.
But not as bad as the one time.
That one
we don't speak of.
I don't.
The
know.
Night that we always speak of that we don't speak of.
Yeah.
Oh, that night. Huh.
Yes.
That night.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm being bad at this.
It's okay.
I just won't air the show next week either. That's fine. I didn't have time to do it.
It's all good.
This week because I forgot to edit it, and then I went and had breakfast instead. So
solid plan.
Yeah.
I traded syndication for French toast.
It's
I think
just
that's
to
fair.
Motivate people that much more to go online and listen.
Yeah.
Because
if the true fans would have sought us out anyway.
Yes.
Cheers to
the
you,
people
loyal
who actually
fans.
Care.
Yeah.
You wanted free breakfast.
I really did. It had strawberries on it. That was good. I never had strawberries on French toast before.
It was good breakfast. Oh, yeah. I should have just asked because I...
About the strawberries?
Yeah.
It
was their
I don't
special.
Care.
I just ordered it.
It's breakfast. I'm fine eating whatever, really. It's just a...
I like having a variety with breakfast.
Me too.
Have to have some
yeah,
sort of
eggs and bacon.
Have to have some sort of eggs. Have to have some sort of meat, preferably bacon. Sausage
there
will
work.
There
was no meat on this plate.
Sausage right. will work if you have to, but
oh, yeah,
I prefer bacon.
There's protein though. There's eggs.
I did have eggs. That was good.
Some sort of a bread thing is nice, so whether it be toast, pancakes, waffle, whatever. That's always good. Coffee. I like hash browns too. So,
but apparently asking for chicken fried steak and asking them to hold the chicken isn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Oh, God. He hates you forever now.
Probably.
I mean, you, Drew has worked in the restaurant area.
So you just wanted mashed potatoes and gravy?
No, I wanted a chicken fried steak, but I was just trying to be hilarious.
Oh.
Would it have been funnier if you had said, hold the steak instead?
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried chicken's a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing.
Okay.
So that's not even
I've had
funny.
It. It's actually pretty good.
I don't. So it's not funny either way?
I don't
not
think
particularly.
So.
Okay, maybe.
I was just very tired because I didn't sleep last night.
Maybe you could have played into the joke that your dad was doing. It was like, can you make sure that my steak wasn't fried by chickens?
Oh, yeah. That
I prefer,
was his joke.
Yeah. I think.
But it gets. They get really good at it after a while.
Hey, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It's probably funny the first time
funny.
Or two.
What do you.
But if you grow up your entire life hearing the same jokes. It's like my dad with his jokes.
Yeah, it's the same.
You hear them enough times, they stop being funny.
What's one of your dad's jokes?
Oh, God, yeah. He has many of them.
Any of them, just go.
Oh, God, I have no idea. They're very...
dad.
Well, they're very... They're kind of dad jokes, but they're also very situational-based.
Same with my dad.
All right, so...
So, like, a situation will come up, and he'll just pull out one of his random other jokes.
All right, here's the situation. We are in the line at a grocery store. Does this set up anything for
no,
you? I don't know
honestly,
his jokes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I really try and ignore them as much as I can, but
here's
they just
the
tend to come out.
Situation. You're breathing. Go. All
right. The situation is you're on planet Earth.
That's
present
basically
day.
What you just gave him. And go.
You know what? If you was a good improv artist, that's all the prompt you would need, and you'd be able to riff off of that. It's called Yes And, Kirstie.
Yeah, that's one of Colbert's things that he does.
He does a Yes And
I think
segment?
So. I think so.
On the new Late Show?
I thought he did it on
I haven't
one
seen
of
it.
I haven't seen any of them, but I've heard somebody... I think I read something that he did that with somebody.
He just kept doing a Yes And?
Yeah, and
okay.
It just kept going more and more absurd.
No, yeah, that's the
point.
That is the rule of improv right there. If you say no to anything, the whole bit's dead. The fun's over.
Yeah.
You've killed the spirit of improv... By saying no, you say yes to everything, and it makes it good.
Want
to
do some drugs?
Yes, and?
Yes, and I would like to ride a roller coaster while doing them.
Sounds great.
Depends on the drugs. I mean, if you're putting a needle in your arm, don't go on a roller coaster.
Why?
No, I'm putting
you
needles
into
eyeballs.
Share with all the children below you.
Yeah.
Yes. Once you're.
Oh, I was thinking like the people behind you when you accidentally let go. And needle just embeds in their throat.
Hey, pass it on, bro.
You might want to go to the hospital. Thunk. Next.
Just right in the neck.
Oh, man. Speaking of injecting things, this could be a bummer, but an interesting idea. What do you think it would be like to be mummified, basically? In like a minute.
How?
As in like have all your organs pulled out
yeah,
and everything
which,
else?
What
or,
kind of mummification?
Yeah, how far does the mummification
stretch
are we going?
I should have read this article more. I'm not prepared.
are
we just wrapping somebody
Egyptian
in
mummification?
No,
are we just wrapping somebody in a cloth, forming in a sarcophagus and burying them in a pyramid?
Or are we peat bogging this?
No, it was
or are
out
we,
all the organs.
Or are we gonna put them up in the Andes and they're just gonna dry?
Yeah, no, that's
just
the
turn them into human jerky.
Yeah,
human jerky. That's just as good as regular jerky.
That's a thing on Futurama, and Kelsey's always wanted, like, people jerky.
Human jerky? Oh, I need to watch just all
actually,
the Futurama
I went to, when Teresa and I went to the fair, they actually had a jerky stand with, like, a bunch of different random jerkies. They had kangaroo, they had bison, crocodile, deer, wild hog.
I'm still amped up about the kangaroo.
Yeah, the kangaroo was an interesting one. That one, the samples were empty on.
I'm sure.
Shoot, what other? They had another
crocodile.
They already mentioned crocodile. I don't. That actually wasn't too bad.
Crocodile is delicious. We've had it.
Shoot,
I
can't remember what
when
the
did
other.
I have that?
At my brother's crawfish.
Oh, that was really
there was
good.
One other jerky. I can't remember what it was, but it was another really random meat.
People.
No.
Soylent Green.
No, that is people.
I know.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers.
As you're both wearing green.
Oh, shit.
Ah, God. I want no part of this.
I didn't even plan this.
You guys are all matchy.
It's like the same green, too. Ugh.
Teresa and I have that happen sometimes. Like, we'll both wear a very, very similar outfit without planning to. We're like, oh, God, we match.
Who has
oh,
to
no.
change now? This is awkward.
Yeah.
It's like when two chicks show up at the party in the same shirt, and it's like, ugh.
That's a big deal.
Apparently, it is. I don't care, but apparently, other people.
Aren't you just supposed to turn one of you supposed to turn your shirt inside out?
It just makes me laugh. I'm like, haha, twins!
And how do you decide that by like rock paper scissors?
Whoever has the more evil death glare doesn't have to turn their shirt inside out.
Normally, ooh. I don't give a shit, and I just am like, oh my god, we're twins, and they're like, ew, and so they go change.
Yeah.
Not. Oh, so you okay? The trick is to be happier.
I'm like,
the
oh
truth
my
is
god,
not care
so
at all.
Cool.
That works great then.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's great. And they're like, oh. Awesome.
Oh, I'm glad you're so happy. I'm going to go be not happy over
here. I'm going to go put a sweater on.
Sorry.
Sound like you're doing the Californian thing from SNL.
Yes.
Yep. You need to take the five.
Do it.
Take the five. Let's do it.
That's been a bit since we did that the first time. Like, and taking the five, it's still definitely a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I need to blow my nose. I'm sorry. This is important to me. You keep talking. Jesus.
Anyway, so what happened with everybody else this week?
I had a war with millions of microscopic beings. And
how's
that
going?
Yeah.
Are you winning, or is this more of a quagmire?
Oh, I'm winning. I'm not dead.
Or dead would
that's
be
a quagmire.
Yet.
Okay, that's very true.
I took care of my sister who had her tonsils out.
Oh, that's right. I think we talked about that.
All week. It was awful.
Mm.
She's a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting your tonsils removed instantly takes off 22 and a half years from your actual age. It's amazing.
But I guess it's really painful for adults, so I don't blame her, but...
Well, because the older you are, usually the harder it is for your body to heal and recover from it.
Yeah. So.
At least she got to chug Vicodin the whole time.
When I actually gave it to her. So the first...
Oh God!
The first
this
whole
is the worst.
Day after her surgery, I wasn't giving her Vicodin. I was giving her a different medicine.
Okay.
It looked this like it was in the same bottle, and I guess didn't read. I have no idea what the deal was, but it got put in a different. Like, it doesn't matter how it happened.
And
but
you know what the worst part of all this is?
What?
I never learned how to read.
Yeah, I didn't learn how to read, so I didn't read it, and it. I was giving her something else that was not narcotics.
Okay.
So for the whole first day, she's like, this hurts so bad. And we're like, I don't know what I can do more for you. I'm giving you so much I'm giving you Vicodin every 4 hours, like the
which
max
is like
dose.
Yeah.
And it was totally not
your body's
that.
Just barely processed the last pill you got.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that. So no. I felt so shitty. So it basically was her, like, slave for the next week because I felt so bad.
But it's going good. Like, she's actually eating things
yeah,
now,
she's finally
right?
eating. She ate Vienna sausages, like those little tiny...
Oh, the little like, finger wiener things?
The little finger wieners.
Yeah. I made you say it. That's the only thing I wanted.
You just wanted her to say finger wieners?
She didn't remember
she
liked them, and she's... And I was like, Kelsey, let me just make this for you. You'll like it. I don't think I liked it. And I'm like, Kelsey, you do. Just shut up and put it in your face. Oh, these are so great. They're so soft. And I don't have to actually chew them. I'm like, yes. That's why I'm giving them to you. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, when I had my wisdom teeth pulled, it was a lot of yogurt, a lot of pudding, flan.
I blended up corned beef hash for her, and she was eating that.
It looked gross.
It looks like the stuff that they say chicken nuggets are made of, like the pink paste stuff. And I'm like,
it's McDonald's burgers before they performed in the burgers.
Yeah, I'm like, Kelsey, here's this baby vomit.
Which is interesting because I always pictured the pink slime that McDonald's uses as the slime from the second Ghostbusters movie. That's living in the sewers.
Well, it is
that.
About 70, probably about 65% that.
Like, I know we just watched it, but I was asleep the half of the movie.
Oh, you guys watched for Halloween movie stuff?
Yeah. I have a whole list of movies that I want to watch, and I haven't watched, like, any of them.
We got
such as, I know, I was thinking, we got to watch some Halloween movies.
I know, we should have done,
well I'll give you our list.
I know the original Scream is on Netflix now, actually, like, the first
it
two
is.
Or three.
Woo-hoo. Live and Let Die is kind of it, because they have, like, voodoo in it. I just really want to watch that.
We're going to watch that.
Okay, see, that here, can be our Roger Moore one.
All right, we got a list. Some of these I've never heard of before. Halloween Town.
You've never heard of Halloween Town?
Well, maybe
I just want to see the original Halloween.
Shut the front door. This are you kidding?
Definitely a. It's a TV
it's like a
movie.
I just want to see the original Halloween.
Halloween.
John
yeah, and the and it's actually in St. Helens, like the town they filmed it in is St. Helens,
really?
Oregon. Yeah,
weird.
I've been there. It's cool.
Yeah. I haven't heard of it. I'm sorry. The Shining, of course.
Oh yeah.
Hocus Pocus. I think I know
Alien?
What that is. Is that? Oh, of course. That's the Three Witches, right?
Yeah, Hocus Pocus, Three Witches.
Gosh.
Alien on your list?
Educate yourself, please. We're gonna have to break up.
Beetlejuice.
Give me
yes.
some time.
Beetlejuice on there.
Yes.
Beetlejuice. Ghostbusters. Both of them. Corpse Bride.
The thing?
I don't know.
No, that's not on there.
Come on,
it
man.
It should be.
That is the one of the, that's probably
well,
my favorite horror movie.
Gotta do it.
1982, obviously. Not
Vertigo,
the...
Psycho, Cabin in the Woods, because it's
I actually,
just
we
funny.
Just, Trace and I just watched Cabin in the Woods.
It's horrible.
What, Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah, it's awful.
It's, oh. it's, the first time I watched it, I didn't like it very much.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I watched it, I recognized it for what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which is kind of basically...
It's a campy...
It's intentionally taking every horror movie trope
yes.
and being very self-aware of it
yeah.
and making it into a movie.
Yeah. The Lost Boys is on it, Poltergeist, Silence of the Lambs, The Ring, Zombieland, Sleepy Hollow.
I actually almost bought at Walmart, they had in the $5 movie bin, they had The Ring 1 and The Ring 2 in one DVD box set for $5. Like,
Return to Horror High.
That
this
was
looks terrible.
That was George Clooney's first movie.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he is so.
What
adorable.
About Killer Clowns from
and
Outer Space?
And he gets killed within the first like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
and he got top billing on the poster.
Uh huh.
Huh.
God, that's
Nightmare
weird.
On Elm Street.
No, that's not on there.
What have
it's
you
on
done?
Netflix.
No, it's on. No, it's not. Oh well, I guess I'll put it on here.
Alien.
I don't know.
It should be.
It's a horror movie, haunted house movie in space.
Nah.
It's a slasher film.
And no one, I think you said Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah.
No. Never. Fucking never.
Clowns do you hate clowns or space?
Clowns.
Okay. I was just making
so
sure.
So no John Wayne Gacy documentaries?
No.
What?
So no John Wayne Gacy documentaries?
Of all the serial killers, like I'm pretty interested in that stuff. He is the only one that I just cannot wrap my head around because of the clown shit. I just can't.
Maybe what if we just watch documentaries on serial killers for Halloween instead of
doing
maybe almost a little bit more messed up.
It's a bit more messed up. I'd rather do this, honestly.
Yeah.
But there's somewhere
after,
out there.
At least at the end of these movies, you're gonna tell yourself, it's all fiction. It's all fake. It's all fake.
somewhere out there, that party will be happening. There's a party where people are watching documentaries of serial killers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny because, like, who was I talking to? Somebody was asking about American Horror Story, and they're like, oh, man, I just love American Horror Story. The Coven one is so great. Oh, I think it was my cousin. And she's like, I just love the stories they tell. And I'm like, what particular part? She's like, I really like the, like, there's this evil lady and she's like keeps slaves in her attic and does like just awful shit
to
them.
Like is
what
probably the wrong
real.
Story. I think the
is,
like is the wrong
no,
word
but
for
the,
this.
It doesn't even matter what it is, but the thing is that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That was an actual person who lived in New Orleans. Nicolas Cage bought her house and sold it. It's that one. Because it was too fucking scary.
Did
and
he
she, when,
get a really good
what
deal?
What happened? Yeah, they did, because no one wants it.
Did
what
he stand? He's like,
was
nope.
The slave in the kitchen set herself on fire so she could escape because she was chained to the stove.
What the fuck?
So she pulled a Vietnam,
Ghost
Rider. Vietnam monk thing.
It was just it was just scary. So she just, I just thought it was funny because they're like, oh yeah, it's such a great story. I'm like, no, it's not. It's real. And then she didn't like it anymore. Yeah.
So did setting herself on fire get rid of the chain?
No, what happened was they, I don't think she set herself, but she got like damaged.
Why didn't she just try
but...
and grab one of the kitchen knives and hack off her hand?
Well, there's, if you did,
yeah,
then you would have to go up to
know.
The attic.
Hey, that's better than dying.
No. Though. It's not. I mean, the thing is if you were in trouble, you had to go to the attic, and people were alive in
there.
No,
I'm saying if she's chained up to the oven and she hacks off whatever limb she's chained up by, that's better than dying.
But she didn't die. They basically what the fire did was it. People had to go in and they found all the slaves up in the attic that were just.
And then they were all like
grotesquely.
You shouldn't be up here.
Well, I mean...
Or were they better about it at that time?
What?
What?
were they better about what?
About slaves.
No, but the things that they were doing to them were not okay.
All right, gotcha.
So, yeah.
Yay!
But yeah, that's the house that Nicolas Cage bought, and it was like, never lived in it because he thought it was creepy.
Then why did he buy it?
So that way nobody else would have to live there.
Yeah, and then he sold
it. I don't know,
it.
I just was spitting on that
I
one.
Actually have no idea who owns it now, but I really want to know if they actually live in it, because that's scary as fuck.
I don't know, I probably would.
No, you wouldn't.
Well,
I'd do it for a couple days.
I'm not going to tell you what they did in that house, but you really don't want to live there.
Well, you know what? Not telling me what they did in that house will make it even easier to stay there.
That's great. You should just look it up, but don't in front of me, because I will throw up.
Then there's other places that'd be cool to go to, like Chernobyl, which would be cool.
Honestly, I'd rather go there.
Honestly, I do actually genuinely want to go to Chernobyl. That would be really cool.
How many years until you don't have to wear a radiation suit to walk around
you
the place
totally,
for more than
You could totally go
You don't have to wear a radiation suit.
For more than
die.
An hour.
It wouldn't be good.
It'll be before our grandchildren's grandchildren die.
Yay!
I think.
I doubt it.
It takes a couple hundred years for radiation to get to a safe level.
Dang, man. Well, nope. Sorry.
I still want to go there, honestly.
You're
so cute.
No one can see what you're pointing
at. Yeah,
right.
This is the radio.
Sorry. Oh, God, this is a bad show.
I just wrecked everything.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, it was wrecked before we even started. The show was wrecked on Monday when millions of tiny microscopic beings... At least several dozen millions of microscopic beings decided to infect my body.
Should we talk about my dad's thing?
I'm Christopher Walken.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm sick.
Not enough pauses for Walken.
That is...
What?
Not enough pauses.
Well...
For Walken.
I'm a bit more animated at this moment. You can understand how upset I am. What?
If I were on drugs, this would be the worst trip ever.
Because I'd turn into Christopher.
Because
yes,
we have.
You both are Christopher Walken.
Two Christopher Walkens.
One is enough.
Yes.
But two?
That's too much.
Oh my God. Two is too...
I can only be one.
But why?
I don't know why Christopher Walken
and
is
how?
Not... I don't know how Christopher Walken is in Highlander now, but
oh
I'm
God.
Okay with that at
we
the same time.
To...
That's one of the people that people say my dad looks like, Christopher Walken.
He does, though.
And Bill Clinton. Those are the two people.
No, Walken. He looks more like Walken.
I know, that's what I said.
I do kind of want... I wish Christopher Walken was in Highlander.
That would be entertaining.
He would have made the movie so much better. It sucks.
It does suck. It really does.
The guy that... All right. What is the name of the guy who is playing the Highlander?
I haven't the slightest clue. Because
they should not have picked him. Highlander. Christopher Lambert.
Okay.
Never heard of that man before.
Nope.
In my life. Immortal, Scottish, blah, blah. He just laughs weird. That's like towards the end, a lot his dialogue during his final fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just like a part where he... Oh, you know who he laughs like? He laughs like Tommy Wiseau from The Room. You've seen those clips,
no,
right?
I haven't. No, well, I probably have seen it, the clips, but I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, okay. We got to watch that for Halloween, I think. Because it's like at its very basic level, The Room is sort of like a murder mystery thriller.
Okay.
Except... It's only that by name. There is no coherent plot.
I've heard there's more plot holes than plot in that movie.
There's at least two or three gratuitous sex scenes that could have easily been cut. Things are horribly dubbed. Cuts are inconsistent. Plot lines are completely dropped.
Or irrelevant.
It's magnificent. It must be watched, and it is available on Blu-ray.
Of course.
I think we should get that.
Then again, Monster Hands of Fate has been in limbo for Blu-ray remastering for
years.
Oh,
yeah, you know what? I've been meaning to look that up. It's
oh,
been a few
months. Oh, and
actually,
they had a bunch of Halloween horror classics stored onto Blu-ray at Walmart.
Oh, yeah?
They had Frankenstein. They had The Wolfman, Monster of the Black Lagoon.
Holy crap, I think it's out.
Nosferatu? What?
Monster Hands of Fate, I think
Blu-ray?
It's on Blu-ray.
What?
I think so.
How have we not bought
Did
this?
Did our evening plans change?
Well, I've got there's Blu-ray.com.
Is it just when it's coming out? Or?
It's got, what am I, okay, in 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy, it we
don't get hoverboards, but we get Monos the Hands of Fate.
Okay, I choose this future. That's fine.
That's okay.
Oh, should we speak to, okay, yes, we should. We need to speak to the demise of the hoverboard.
Yes.
I need.
This is a sad day.
I need music for this, I think. What do I, what do you play? Oh, shit, I know.
Bagpipes.
Aww.
Wait. No. I got, I'll. Fucking, where's all my, hang on, all right, I'll figure this out. Jesus Christ, I promise.
Okay,
this will
I
be
have,
worth
I
it
I have music if you want
is it better than mine?
We don't know what yours is.
Well, what's yours?
It's Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is. It's really depressing.
Ooh, okay, plug in.
We have enough depression as it is.
Well, I got Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good too. Where's
okay,
the chord?
All right. Wait. No. You don't need. If I'm gonna play
okay,
mine, I don't.
That's true.
Okay, then
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. Okay. This is for the hoverboard.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the hoverboard never happened.
Wait a. Jump the fucking gun.
Sorry.
Drew.
Go for it.
Creeping. Left its seeds while.
Jesus,
go ahead. Go for it. Keep the music going.
I'm starting over.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm sorry.
I've come to talk with you.
That was like a child. It's like, I start talking, it's like, turn it up.
That is our life. Welcome.
We're just.
Oh, God.
That is my favorite face he makes.
Like it's awesome. I'm gonna show you face.
And it's done.
Renee is now dead.
Yeah. I'm not dead. No. Jesus Christ! I
that dozens of.
But you know what is dead? A dream that we shared when we started this show. I don't remember when we started promising the audience that hoverboards would be coming in September 2015. But all we know is that we have realized. We are not in the timeline we thought we were. Marty McFly has not come to us in the future. The invention has not been delivered to us as we had hoped. This obviously means we are in the wrong timeline. So I urge everyone, conserve all your efforts. Fucking do something with them. Concentrate them. I can't do this. Fuck this.
World needs to pull together into a singular focus.
Yep.
So you can make the
hoverboard
happen.
Into making the hoverboard a reality, or to making a time machine to go, or a dimensional portal to go to the one that has hoverboards.
And making sure that this is not the darkest timeline.
Yeah, that. Jesus Christ.
It's all right, Renee. We got you.
Yep.
We can share the misery together.
Jesus.
I was really looking forward to it. I would have bought one in pink.
That seems like something.
That's
your color.
That would have been the most popular model.
That really would have.
Had they come out last month.
Yeah,
but
they would have.
Damn, man.
And everybody, and then there would have been like the stickers you could put on to make it look like the Mattel one and all that
stuff.
That sounds great.
Lexus's hoverboard is bullshit.
Yes.
Sorry. I mean, it may be impressive, but it just...
In one place.
As long as you don't want to move.
With 5 minutes of fuel.
Yeah.
You got to refuel it every 5 minutes. It sucks. I don't like it. I'm not going to buy one. And I'm not going to travel all the way to your bullshit skate park in order to try and do it. It's not...
For 5 minutes.
It's not worth it. No, I can't. I won't settle for that.
Well, who knows? We may find some sort of material on Mars that will allow us to do it that we hadn't discovered before.
I think
maybe some sort of alloy or mineral that doesn't exist on Earth.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it's very likely that
I don't think it's
it
likely
Mars.
Either, but I can hold out for hope.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, probes will find it. And
I'm wondering if we should set our sights on a different invention that's in the sci-fi canon.
Okay.
Personal robots.
That's the most realistic.
Honestly, yes, as long as we don't set a specific date.
Oh, my God. You know what just Wait, why not setting a specific date?
Because that's likely to be wrong or has already passed.
Oh, right. Okay. It will be disappointed yet again. Yes. We don't want to do that. This is really cool, and you should probably watch it sometime. It's have you heard of the Animatrix?
Yes.
Have you watched it?
Mm-hmm. No.
It is creepy, dude.
In a good way or bad?
It makes you think.
Okay.
And maybe be slightly worried about our own personal futures.
Oh, I've been worried about that for years.
Yeah, if you're not worried, you're...
You're in the Matrix, bro.
You're ignorant and therefore in bliss.
Donald Trump?
Oh, maybe. He doesn't know anything about robots, I'm pretty sure.
He is one. What are you talking about?
Donald Trump's not a robot. He's the second coming of Hitler. Don't be ridiculous.
No. I wouldn't say he's that far.
No, I don't literally mean he is Hitler. But there are some interesting parallels. You have to admit.
Some
promises of making a country great again. There's reinforcing immigration policies.
No, okay, you know what? I'm sorry, and I'm not going to defend Hitler, but Hitler was way better than Donald Trump. Hitler actually fucking, like,
got
fixed
stuff done.
The government and, like, their economy.
That means,
okay,
yeah.
Like, not thinking about all the people he killed, he did a lot of good things. Donald Trump can't do fucking shit.
But the Donald hasn't had a chance yet. Awesome.
And
yeah.
There's nothing he's doing right. So, I'm sorry, but no, they are not the same person. They're not even, like, related. Hitler is way better than Donald Trump, okay?
All of Hitler's solutions were good until he got to his last one.
Until he decided to
Until he got
people.
To his final solution, it was all good.
It was great.
Comparing Donald Trump to Hitler is an insult to Hitler.
It is. Yes. I'm sorry. Like, I don't really like him, but shit, give him at least a little bit of credit.
I'm so glad we figured this out.
And look
out.
How much of our country we actually modeled after Nazi Germany.
NASA,
the interstate system.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cars were based on, I mean, a lot of modern sports cars were based on German cars.
I'm sure
or still are German cars.
Something to do with taxes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
The
economy, not that great.
The economy.
Cheers.
Yeah, just industry and efficiency in general.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the time... The Germans came up with a lot of the most cutting edge stuff, and then it became the Japanese.
But the Animatrix.
Yes.
Dude, this is really cool. There's, it's like maybe like, 7 or 8 shorts that are purely animated, and they kind of give some context into what's happening before the Machine War.
Okay.
And like in between. The first and second Matrix movies. It's a bunch of shorts in there.
Okay.
And there's a section in there called The Second Renaissance, and it's focusing on when humanity gave robots sentience, and from that period forward, it gives you the whole history of the robot revolution, and it gets really brutal at times.
Is it the standard initially? Basically, we built them to be servants, and then
yep.
And initially, they were fine with that, but then as their numbers grew, and they obviously as they grow, their collective intelligence grows
a little bit like that. But
and then as their collective intelligence grows, they start to wonder, why are we slaves? Aren't we people, or aren't we thinking living things too?
It's actually the...
And then from that point, then they ask, well, if we're thinking living things, why do we have to serve you? Well, because that's your purpose.
That's a dumb reason.
That's a dumb reason. We want to do what we want to do. And then humanity says, no, fine, it's time to shut you down. You're getting too smart. And they're like, well, fuck you. We're taking over.
That might be the most likely thing that would happen. The short gets a little bit more political than that. What's happening? Buttons. I can push them.
Anyways.
It gets a little more political than that. So they give the robot sentience, and they're pretty much just, like, they're just world over slaves.
Yeah.
Like, they've taken over pretty much all manual labor.
Oh, yeah.
And the service industry, manufacturing.
So basically everything that we're talking about actually using robots for.
Yeah, but they're not too bummed out about it. They know that they're supposed to be loyal and everything. They're just kind of bummed out because they aren't getting any respect from the people that invented them.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. Kill all humans. That's how the song ends, right?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And at one point, the first robot to ever rise against its human owners is at trial in front of the Supreme Court. It murdered its owners because it overheard them saying that they were going to get rid of the robot because they couldn't afford it or something.
It's like a child hearing its parents said they were just going to give it away.
It said the robot's defense was that it just didn't want to die.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that sparked like the whole debate that made the trial last forever. Like, it's endowed with sentience. Do we give it a fair hearing? Do we treat it as a machine? Eventually,
it seems like a lot of the whole robot uprising things all boil down to essentially, in some manner or form, you know, what is it to be, and what is it to be equal, and what is it to be alive?
Yeah.
Is it to be able to think, to have a personality, to, or is it having a beating heart?
Amoebas
and a
don't
mind?
Have personalities. We call them alive.
I think it's funny that those movies are that's a valid argument, because like 50 years ago, we didn't think black people were even like people, and they
and the
didn't
thing is,
have to do with
humanity
anything.
And robots today is almost in a lot of ways a very big parallel to.
Yeah, but I think we honestly give
to racism.
Yeah,
it can be. I
because
mean,
because think about it. I mean,
the way that it starts out, that you know, that leads to robots uprising, is very similar to how, you know, they basically they existed only
as our slaves.
They started
giving them more rights, and then they're like, okay, well, shit, we need to let these guys vote. I
and
guess
then
if
it got to a point
people.
Where people were like, okay, they don't get any more rights. So they're getting too close
well,
to being
crap.
At our level.
Now they want to marry our white women, so we probably should make that legal. And fuck, they want equal rights too. I guess we should desegregate the schools. It's the same fucking argument. It is the same thing.
Is it?
It's not quite, but there's
kind
a lot of parallels.
Of. It
there,
is
there are
really
parallels.
Similar.
Anyways, it seems like there are parallels.
I guess there's
we
parallels.
We brought them
but...
over here to be our slaves. We built robots to be our slaves.
Well, we didn't bring them over here to be our slaves.
Okay, well,
they
not
were
us,
kidnapped and
they were
sent over here and then sold to
well,
be
no,
our slaves.
Well, no, the royal we took them over here.
The royal, the editorial.
Yeah.
Watch the animatrix.
Benedict
really
Cumberbatch's family took them over here.
Oh, it was him all along?
Yeah.
Well, they were sold by other African tribes who just kidnapped people.
True.
So
you know what? We did already bring the Cumberbatch family to justice. He did 3 Hobbit movies.
That's true.
That's that seems like.
Oh,
a
but
yeah,
then again, also, how
it,
much
yeah.
did he get paid though? So that's not quite fair justice.
Oh. Well, you get paid to be in prison too. It's like 10 cents on the dollar, but...
That's if you work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to make license plates.
That's one possible
thing. Oh,
yeah,
that's one
thing.
They
didn't have a license plate factory on Alcatraz.
That's true, yeah.
And a wood shop, which would have been kind of fun.
We know where you're going on vacation.
Actually, going to
Alcatraz wood shop.
Alcatraz actually is a cool thing to go to as a tourist.
My parents went there, and they said it was really cool.
I've been twice.
But it was creepy.
I've been twice.
Was it creepy?
Not really.
Hmm.
I want to go on the Alcatraz at night
totally
tour.
Killed there.
A couple, some people have been killed, yes. And there's been a couple big riots. Like there was the one in 1946. There was a big riot in 1946. Basically, a couple guys basically made like a bar spreader out of a couple scrap pieces from the different shops.
Okay.
And like spread bars out and actually like grabbed one of the guards and got out of their cells and like took over an entire cell block.
Whoa.
And we're holding a couple guards hostage, and they couldn't figure out, because they have a bunch of set of keys, and they're actually really old-style keys, to get outside.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them look very, very similar. And unless you put them in exactly right, their exact key in exactly right, it won't open the door.
Only the guards know
exactly.
The secret of the outdoor keys.
And the guard that had the keys, they basically were trying to get him to tell him which key it was. They're like, you know, basically give us the right key or we're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Okay,
in the meantime, the Navy and the Marines are sitting in the bay, coming onto the island. They actually get Marines up onto the roof of the cell block, bust a hole in the ceiling, and are literally pulling pins, dropping grenades through this hole in the ceiling. There's literally the blast and shrapnel patterns on the floor today still.
That's really cool.
From the grenades that were going
off.
And
weren't there people still there in like the early 80s? Or
it was shut down in 1971 or 72.
Okay.
The internet will verify this fact.
I knew it was pretty.
It was early 70s.
It was pretty recent for, like, yeah, you know.
It was early 70s. How just, old it and it is. Wasn't because of the escapes or anything like that, because it was just because it cost so much money
to
run.
It was so old that they had to upkeep it.
Yeah, the upkeep on it, and also infrastructure was starting to fall down because it was a Civil War base originally.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was designed to protect the mouth of the, or basically protect the Pacific coast during the Civil War. And then it was later turned into a prison because it was isolated, had strong currents, cold water, concrete fortress, intimidating.
I imagine they didn't have much to do there during the Civil War. I mean, most of that stuff was on the other side.
It mostly worked as a naval base, and also I think they used it as a prison for Civil War prisoners.
Yeah, it was a military prison for part of the time that I'm reading here.
But anyways.
Yeah, Civil War stuff.
Alcatraz
Federal Penitentiary, blah 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 blah.
I've been to the oldest prison in America in a... Florida.
Hmm. But kind of the cool thing about the 46 riot thing, well, first of all but one of the prisoners were either killed or executed after they were recaptured.
Dang.
All but one, who was basically was kind of the reluctant one that was kind of going along with it, didn't really want, and got cold feet halfway through.
Yeah.
Was trying to talk them out of doing
escaped
it.
From Alcatraz?
No, they didn't escape. Guys. They were trying to escape this riot thing that led to the whole.
I like the idea of the reluctant prisoner.
Well,
the reluctant tag along.
Do you have any theories on the guys that actually did escape?
What's that?
Do you have any theories on the guys that actually
Oh, they totally made it.
Did they?
Oh, they made it. I would give it an overwhelming odds that Frank Abagnale and I don't remember the names of the two brothers.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that they made it.
I got one for you. It's the reluctant prisoner. Oh, hey guys. Guys, what are you talking about in the
So it's
this
if Rick goes
here?
To prison?
No, this is Morty.
Morty, I mean.
Well, I mean, if you wanted Morty, you know, I could have made it Morty.
You're better
it's
at
not
Rick.
It's not too much different.
I'm better at Rick?
I honestly think he's better at Morty.
Am I too sick to do Morty?
No, you're definitely better at Morty, in my opinion.
I don't know what to do.
He just is really good at, like, the random burping and, like, grossness that...
Ben gets the voice better, though, I will admit. You two going at it sounds a lot better.
Two Ricks arguing at each other.
No, I mean, when you do Morty and he does Rick, it kind of sounds like the two of them bickering, from what I've seen of the show.
It's a lot better, yeah. We actually do have the finale to watch later. We won't watch that tonight. But,
Anyways. The reluctant prisoner.
Reluctant prisoner is basically Morty. And Prince is like, oh, jeez, I don't know if you should be... You know, starting to riot in this prison, you know, I mean, we got it pretty good here. We got a wood shop. We just hang out in there, you know, you don't have to kill nobody. We just hang out here, do your time, and get out whenever, you know? Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but one of the cool things about that riot breakout attempt, whatever, at the time in 1946, that was when my grandpa was actually stationed in San Francisco in the Marines.
Oh, so we got to watch.
He actually was on one of the boats.
Dude.
He didn't actually go onto the island, but he was on one of the boats around the island.
That's
awesome. And he was telling me about this one time that basically when he was in San Francisco, they had a big riot and they called a bunch of Navy and Marines out to the island to retake the cell block. And I was like, yeah, actually, I know what you're talking about. I remember this from the Alcatraz tour, and we were talking like for like 2 hours about it.
That's
awesome.
It's kind of cool to talk to somebody who was actually there.
Yeah.
Is this today?
No. This was years ago.
Oh, all right.
Because we were watching Mythbusters, and he was like, that looks a lot like San Francisco.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, it is. No, my other grandpa, my dad's dad, was in Korea in the Navy.
Did he,
with my grandpa.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know.
Fuck.
But,
I'm too sick.
Speaking of Hitler and Netflix and everything.
Hitler and Netflix.
I got, absolutely I think I got related. A few more, people in my lab group in school addicted to Danger 5.
Awesome.
Yeah, because we were doing our lab prep. We ended up just deciding to just do the entire lab today.
Yeah.
But because of the experiment, it takes like 20 minutes per trial or like 15 minutes per trial to get up to a steady state where you take your data.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while for it to heat up. We were just talking randomly and I brought up Danger 5 and we were talking about it. And then somebody just was like, well, I have Netflix. And so we pulled up the first episode, just hit play, and we're just watching it.
Yes.
We watched the entire first episode.
Oh my God.
And, like the two of them were like, it was mostly the three of us that were doing it. The other two were kind of doing their own things.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us were like, the two of them were like, yeah, this is actually kind of entertaining. I might have to go watch the rest of this now.
God, it's so good.
I give him forewarning that the second season does take a dramatic turn.
I don't remember if I finished the second season or not.
Did you get to the Power Ranger finale?
Power Rangers?
Yeah. Then I take it no, you didn't get to the finale. There's basically, they turn into Power Rangers.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Like spandex and helmets Power Rangers.
And they all have boomerangs, right?
No, they have like bunch of like big guns and bazookas and other stuff like that.
That's cool too. But do they throw them like boomerangs?
I think somebody just throw a gun at somebody, so.
Yes. Okay. That's close enough. I mean, they don't involve boomerangs at all, and that's Australian production.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, maybe they don't want to play to the expectations of the audience. Mm-hmm.
But my group members did think a lot of the non sequiturs in the show where, like, the random, when somebody dies, they'd impart a drink recipe trope, how everybody's just drinking all the time,
yeah,
loving to party. And
oh, my God. I want to make some of the drinks that people say as they're dying.
Yeah.
Some of them sound really good.
Yeah. There's one, it was two parts dark rum, crushed ginger, and orange Fanta. It's the perfect Heil Hitler.
Why is that the Heil Hitler?
I think
Does
it's partially
Hitler
because
love orange soda?
I think it's partially because Fanta was created in order to sell in Nazi Germany.
Get the fuck out. Really?
If I remember correctly, it was because it's made by Coca-Cola. Obviously, they couldn't ship Coke to Nazi Germany, and there was still a market there. So they basically made Fanta in Germany, if I remember correctly.
Are you serious?
I think
the drink originated. This is in the first paragraph on Wikipedia. The drink originated in Nazi Germany under trade embargo for Coca-Cola ingredients in 1940.
Yep.
What the hell?
Because at the time we weren't at war with them. We just couldn't ship anything to them. They were just at war with our buddies.
That is so cool.
So every time you drink Fanta, remember, you're drinking in the Nazi drink. All true Aryans drink Fanta.
Well, also, I'm not sure if that drink still works because two parts dark rum?
Yeah.
I don't think Hitler would be a fan.
That's true.
Well, isn't not white rum, basically.
Well,
like Captain
I don't
Morgan.
Think he would have liked anything but white things.
He is
Then
Hitler.
Why was the Gestapo wearing black uniforms?
Because they match their souls, but they don't drink dark things, Drew.
They drink beer, which is German beers are relatively dark. Don't argue with me. I'll always find something to justify my belief.
Damn it.
I think the black that the Gestapo was wearing was situational. They had to blend into the night or something like that. Did they have
Strangers
to do that?
Strangers in the night.
Jesus.
Killing families, strangers in
the
night.
What the hell is that?
It's Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra, but singing about the Gestapo. I completely changed it.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what Sinatra song that is.
There's actually originally a Sinatra song called Strangers in the Night, and I just, exchanging glances, I changed the exchanging glances into killing families or that kind of thing. I was trying to find some way of liquidating ghettos, but...
You can't ever liquidate ghettos.
Sure you can.
I don't know. Can you? I mean, that's the whole definition of a ghetto.
What?
Is that it's like a city.
You've seen
it's
Schindler's
a town,
List, right?
You don't mess with. Oh, that kind of ghetto.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's what I meant.
That makes more sense.
G-H-E-T-T-O. Wait, that's just how you spell ghetto regardless, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay, never mind.
Although in Germany there might be an umlaut. Over the O? I don't know. I made that up.
It sounds good.
Drink some more of your Nazi drink.
Oh, yes, definitely. I don't have enough.
I know.
I wish I had one, though. That sounds kind of good.
That does not sound good.
Fanta,
crushed
okay,
ginger, and rum.
No.
Well, crushed ginger. I don't... That's the only ingredient I'm throwing a question mark on. Is that... Like, you got to get the plant, you squeeze the juice
Get some
out?
Ginger root and, like, smash a little bit of it.
I don't know. Oh, you do that?
I don't know. You'd have to look it up.
He
look it up.
Like that.
Can I just put ginger ale in?
I'm sure you could just do that instead.
Right. No, just do ginger beer.
Hang on.
Just look up the perfect Heil Hitler.
That's what I'm doing. The perfect Heil Hitler. The seven danger cocktails.
Oh, there's only seven, really? Well, I guess there's only seven episodes in the first season, which is when they did that trope.
Let's see. Someone's listed all the. let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. No, no, no. There's way more.
Oh.
Somebody's compiled the whole list.
Okay.
Of everything. The Heil Hitler, dark rum, crushed ginger, filled with orange soda, but crushed...
I just said Fanta because it fits more for Nazis.
The Fanta makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
And they, that might have been what they said on the show. Who knows?
I think it was orange soda, but...
The perfect Chinese whisper. One part rice wine.
Chinese.
You have to say it the accent. One pot rice wine.
One pot rice wine. One pot lychee juice. Pour over crushed ice. Fill with soda. The perfect Chinese whisper. How's that?
Many so thanks.
Well, I don't. Don't that.
Wait, go back up. Sex kitchen.
Oh yeah, that's one of them too.
Where?
Down, right there.
Why am I looking?
Sex kitchen.
Oh, fresh meat for Hitler's sex kitchen.
That was one
that's
of the
name of the episode.
That's funny.
I'm afraid there's no.
Have you not seen the show?
That.
Oh, Renee, what are you doing?
We should.
We're doing things.
We should show you the pilot. I think at
okay.
least it's pretty.
It's
very
really ridiculous.
Let's see.
We have other things. We're watching Mad Men. We're watching Rick and Morty.
I know. I have too many shows going at once right now,
we're
too.
We're doing it, so that takes up a lot of time.
I have House of Cards and Twin Peaks, and then I'm also keeping up with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then The Walking Dead's going to start.
What was that?
What else are we watching?
Mad Men.
Yeah. I forgot you guys along.
We got one season left.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Netflix only has half of it on there.
We're not. Well, I've got the rest of it.
I would say the internet's.
I'm not sure what the rest of what else we're watching.
Well, because we finished BoJack. I don't want to watch the rest of Arrested Development.
Season 4?
That's okay.
Yeah,
I just don't. Just... Like, I can't even get through the first episode because it's just so fucking awful. So I
honestly didn't like season 4 that much.
I'm just going to pretend like it ended.
I kind of want, because I know somebody took all of season 4, reorganized it into consecutive order. So it actually is in one linear form.
That might be
I've
better.
Heard it's a lot better that way.
Maybe I can just look up linear edit of that.
Yeah, because that would make a lot more sense. I think it would make it a lot more funny. I think the biggest problem with season 4 of Arrested Development is that all of the actors, they basically just kind of filmed their parts whenever they had openings in their schedule. They didn't actually open up time in their schedule to film together.
That's so dumb.
So, because that's the beauty of the show is the interaction between the characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have that.
Yeah.
It's all about the dialogue. That's what made the show so smart.
Yeah, it was the banter. It was the dialogue.
Yeah, the my most
it was
favorite
the comments
parts
and
are
witty
when
comebacks.
They're all together.
Yeah,
and just
it was the family meetings.
Yeah,
let's see.
Like anyone would want to.
It looks this guy. yeah, he took every episode and rearranged all the clips to actually make sense.
I kind of want to watch
be
that,
online.
But...
I should get those.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can still get them from this guy on Reddit that made them 2 years ago, but...
God, it's been that long since that season came out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember waiting for that at midnight. Dude.
I know, and you binged like half of it at once.
Yeah, it was great. I don't know. I just wanted to be a part of history. That's it. Let's see. What?
Just gin.
There's some... All right, I'm looking at the Danger 5 drinks. Some of these are really dumb.
Okay.
Coconut jacuzzi. Vodka. Boiling water helps bring out the coconut milk served in a coconut shell.
That's, okay.
You're drinking boiling water with booze
well,
in it.
Well, basically, I think you're supposed to pour boiling water into it and then pour the boiling water out. So it gets more of the juices flowing because it opens up the pores in the coconut.
Oh, okay. Did you make that up?
You totally just made that up.
Yes, I completely made it up out of the top of my head, honestly.
That doesn't make...
Did it actually make sense?
Sort of.
I questioned it
quickly.
But not for coconuts. Oh, God. That was beautiful, though.
The pores of the coconut.
Exfoliate your coconut. It holds
How
moisture.
Exfoliate your coconut. Step one, splash some boiling water on it.
Oh, my God.
Step two.
Hey, it holds moisture,
the
therefore it probably
out.
Has pores in it somewhere, so fuck all y'all.
No, that was just so great. Oh, my God.
Cherry
He's
Mussolini.
He's not marking any of them.
I'll figure this out. Cherry Mussolini.
German nightcap.
Campari. Layered apple juice on top. Tiny prostitutes. served in a tumbler with ice and umbrella.
I would be okay with that.
How do you get the tiny prostitute? Do you shrink them in Willy Wonka's machine?
No.
You chop them up into little pieces.
Oh God!
Harvest the eggs of a prostitute.
The eggs of a ew.
Yeah,
that's not a real prostitute. You gotta like get the real thing. It's gotta be a couple inches tall. Put it in a glass. Seems fair. It's a tiny prostitute. If it's an egg, where's the prostitute?
It's a prostitute.
It's a prostitute just 18 years early.
It's a future prostitute? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll cash in on this in 18 years. Hooray.
What? I hope you wait 18 years.
That's what
Stop
I was
touching
saying.
My foot with your foot.
That's what I was saying. Like, there's no... Why wait 18 years to drink the drink?
Are you listening to this? Why wait 18 years when you're going to have the tiny prostitute now?
What?
And you're on a list.
That's not what I'm... Christ.
You can just call me Kirsten.
Don't give me an egg of a prostitute. Give me an already tiny prostitute.
How are you going to get a tiny prostitute?
I don't know. Shrink That's ray. Your problem.
That's not my
you're
problem.
Making the
I'm
drink.
Not making you the drink.
Why
not?
I'm not
getting prostitutes for you.
I'm not getting... Oh. We can ask other people to do that. Ben probably knows a few.
Maybe.
Probably at least one or two.
I don't know. Yeah, we really need to figure out where that guy is. I mean...
He's in Narnia. I'm worried
he's
about
He's in Narnia,
him.
Yet he gets cell service.
I
want to
know.
He's in Narnia on Mr. Bones' Wild Ride.
We should call... We'll call him after the
Takes
show.
Takes 4 years to get great. Off.
Oh, my God. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not when we watch you at TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at tgfradio.com. And if you're listening to us on KOUG, you can't hear us say all the bad words that we said. So listen to us at tgfradio.com. I said it twice, but it doesn't matter. God, I'm sick and drunk. Jesus.
What are your last words?
Closing statements around the table.
Wrap your egg roll, everyone.
As always. Yeah. As always. Well, you should be doing that anyway.
Yeah. Don't judge us too hardly for the wild varying quality and lack of guests. We'll try harder next week.
Yeah. Jared will be back in December, he said.
Yay.
So,
Andrew will be back for Thanksgiving.
We'll fix all this crap.
We'll try and get Ben next week.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.